All right, good morning. We like to talk about Bible prophecy because we believe that many Bible prophecies are coming true before our very eyes, or at least you can see that the world is trending in the exact direction that a literal reading of the Bible would predict. And so we bring these news items to you every Sunday to show you that the things that God spoke of are indeed true. Now, one of the things that we know is that during the future seven-year Great Tribulation, there's going to be considerable occult activity. For example, here's a couple of verses from the Revelation. One says, they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries. And then later on in Revelation, it says, your merchants were the great men of the earth, for by your sorcery all the nations were deceived. Both of these verses specifically mention sorcery, and they seem to indicate that it'll be something at a very high level. The rulers of the earth, the nations of the world, will be affected by sorcery and sorcerers. Thus, I was fascinated by an article that was emailed to me. Apparently, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has surrounded himself with sorcerers. On Thursday, May 5, Guardian.com UK posted an article on their website titled Ahmadinejad Allies Charged with Sorcery. Here's some excerpts. Close allies of Iran's president have been accused of using supernatural powers to further his policies amid an increasingly bitter power struggle between him and the country's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Several people said to be close to the president and his chief of staff have been arrested in recent days and charged with being magicians invoking jinns or spirits. An Iranian news website described one of the arrested men, Abbas Ghaffari, as, quote, a man with special skills in metaphysics and connections with unknown worlds. And I don't doubt it. Then it says, Mr. Ghaffari was effectively accused by conservative websites of being someone who called up spirits, who dabbled in the black arts. One source said the interrogator of Ghaffari had suffered a heart attack because of Ghaffari's skill in the black arts. Another article said this, Abbas Amirafar, the head of Ahmadinejad's cultural office, got into trouble over his praise for the documentary film, The Appearance is Imminent, which discusses the return of the 12th and final Imam, Muhammad al-Mahdi, one of Shia Islam's holiest figures. Muhammad al-Mahdi, who was born in 868, is said to have never died. Rather, he has been hidden by God, I say, in the Cave of Wonders, and will return to defeat evil before the Last Judgment. Obviously, you're not up to date on your Aladdin viewing, all right, I'll quit. The accusations of consulting magicians and having special skills in metaphysics, they're even more significant because of two other things that we know surround Iran. Number one, Iran is listed by the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 38 of his book as one of the key nations that is going to be involved in a confederation of nations that will attack Israel in the last days. If you go to the Ezekiel passage, Iran is called Persia, which was its ancient name, and right up until very modern times, into the mid-1900s, it was called Persia, and it is Persia. And then secondly, as we indicated, Ahmadinejad and his cronies are insistent that the return of the 12th Imam is imminent. And they produced a movie, and they're talking about him coming, and with him comes Judgment Day. Now, these are all the kinds of things you would expect from a literal reading of Bible prophecy. You'd expect to read news about sorcery at a government level, about false messiahs, and about the rise of Persia, now Iran, as a formidable power in the Middle East. I remind you that although we follow the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, we're not waiting for any prophecy to be fulfilled. Jesus said that he would return to resurrect and rapture his church, and that it would happen at any moment. It's imminent. It's a signless event. Could happen at any moment. And so we follow the unfolding of Bible prophecy because, for lots of reasons. One, it's just right there. You can't get away from it. It's in the news every single day. But we're not looking for a particular event and then saying, oh, tomorrow we're going to be raptured, or on May 21st we're going to be raptured. No, it could happen any moment. And by the way, that's why you cannot predict the rapture of the church Otherwise, it would not be an imminent event, because the moment you predict it, it's no longer imminent. And so we ask every week, are you rapture ready? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.